Biographical note. Ralph Dorchel Doughty was born on October 1, 1891 in the little town of Stratford, Taranaki, being the eighth and youngest child of William and Susanna Doughty. He spent his early years growing up in Stratford and went through the public education system. His first job was as a warehouseman in Stratford, but when he was old enough he decided to travel over to Australia to seek employment that was more rewarding and better paying. This was in 1913 at the age of 22. When World War I commenced and being in Australia at the time, he enlisted with the AIF as a gunner and left the shores of his adopted country on October 18, 1914. His first port of call being the land of the Faroes, where rigorous training and tons of good fun and high life generally were the rules of the road. After his initial training, Ralph traveled over and landed on the inhospitable shores of the Gallipoli Peninsula for 8 months, then over to the bloody battlefields of the Western Front and Flanders Fields. During his time as a gunner, he was able to complete 5 day-by-day diaries, giving a factual account of how he saw the war through his eyes, with every aspect and experience of his artillery life placed onto the pages. Ralph lost his life on the battlefield at Flanders when he sustained a shrapnel wound and died on July 25, 1917, and was laid to rest at Coxside Military Cemetery, Coxside. In November 2011, 94 years after his death, I received an email that supplied the information that I had been looking for on how Lieutenant Ralph Doughty MC lost his life from friendly fire, bringing closure for our family here in New Plymouth. Email received in November 2011 that supplied information to the Kibble family by the son of Lieutenant Ken Kinsmill, who enlisted on September 22, 1914 and returned to Australia on April 12, 1919. Dear Peter, my father, Lieutenant Ken Kinsmill, spent the years from 1914 to 1919 in the Australian artillery in Egypt, at Gallipoli, and on the Western Front. He kept a diary, not all of which has survived, and he wrote almost weekly to his parents. In the early 1960s he used this material to write a memoir. In recent months I have been getting the letters and the memoir into suitable digital form in order to ensure their preservation. It has been an interesting task, particularly when, from time to time, some mention in the texts has caused me to turn to the internet to look for further information. I noticed that, in 1917, there were 5 mentions of Lieutenant Doughty, and when I looked to see if I might identify him further, I was delighted to find your memorial website. Just in case it is information that you may not have had from other sources, I am sending you, below, the 5 extracts from my father's memoir in which Lieutenant Doughty is mentioned. I hope that, so many years having passed, you will not find them too hard to read. Incidentally, your website mentions that Lieutenant Doughty's last diary was not found among his effects. As I understand it, the writing of diaries was forbidden to all Australian troops. If that was so, his diary might have been removed by a colleague in order to avoid possible trouble. Alternatively, it could have been confiscated by someone in authority, because it was written in defiance of orders. Best regards. Donald Kingsmill. Canberra. Note, in the link below are the 5 extracts from the memoir, told by the person standing next to Lieutenant Doughty when he received his fatal injury, the precise moment, with grateful thanks from the Kibble, Ward and Doughty families. Supplied from the memoir of Lieutenant Ken Kinsmill, by his son Donald Kingsmill, Canberra. From the memoir. July 13, 1917. We established our wagon lines at Givold, which is 6.5 miles east of Dunkirk and about 2 miles from the sea. The Royal Naval Air Service, as it was then known, had its aerodromes all along the coast at Bray Dunes near here, and the officers often came and dined with us, and we with them. Some of our chaps went up with them on occasion and had a look at our targets from the air. It was raining all day on July 14 when Major Crisp and Lieutenant Doughty went up to reconnoiter the gun positions. They returned at 10:30 p.m. July 15, 1917. Had heavy rain throughout the night, but it fined up a bit on Sunday, July 15. At 6:30 p.m. Major Crisp, Lieutenant Doughty, Roberts and I, together with the right section, left for the gun positions about 15 miles away. Went through Newport and arrived at the battery position at midnight. After unloading, I brought the wagons back to Coxside Baines for more ammunition, finally getting back to the wagon lines at 6:10 a.m. on July 16. 20-23 July 1917. I might mention that, with the exception of the heavy batteries, we were the only Australians up in this direction, and we had English and Scottish regiments in front of us. Taubes were busy on July 20 and the Hun shelled heavily a couple of hundred yards behind us. His planes were busy again on July 21, and they were so low we were firing at them with rifles. Our heavies were successful in blowing up a couple of his dumps too. Major Crisp went on leave, Roberts went down to wagon lines, and Helly came to battery. At about 10:30 p.m. Fritz opened up with 77mm for about an hour and later put down a barrage of gas shell in Newport. There were from 1,500 to 2,000 casualties in this town itself, and I got a slight touch of gas, for the second time, myself. We had an SOS at 11:30 p.m., and went on until 2:30 a.m. on Monday, July 23. Then again at 3:10 a.m. until after 4 a.m. About 3:30 a.m., when things slackened a little, I went over to the control pit to see if any news had been received as to what was going on and, as I came round one side, Lieutenant Doughty came round the other, and we met at the entrance to the pit. He put his hand behind me and said go on, hop in Kingy, which I did. He fell in behind me. A premature from one of the 12th Brigade guns just behind us had sent a splinter in his back and out his stomach. We got a stretcher, cut down the gas curtain, and sent him off to the dressing station. He was a fine man and a very well-liked officer. This left only Helly and myself at the battery. I managed to get some sleep at 6 a.m. on July 23, but was up again at 10:30 a.m., and went to Pelican Bridge to see about some Dekava line and barges for bringing up ammunition. Had news that Doughty was doing well and Roberts came up for lunch. Was busy all night at Pelican Dump with ammunition, which I brought up the canal on barges. Fritz was shelling the bridges about 50 yards from our guns and, at 10:30 p.m., I got caught, with Lieutenant Hamilton, Royal Artillery, in a barrage of 77mm gas shell and had to shelter for a while in some trenches near the bridge. Fog rejoined the battery. Got to bed at 4:30 a.m. on July 25 and up again at 9 a.m. rainy and dull all day, and we got word that Doughty had died at the 15th Corps dressing station. August 7, 1917. Rode over to Bray Dunes on Sunday, August 5, and round La Pan looking for new wagon lines on August 6. Rode into Bray Dunes again on August 7, then on to Coxside Military Cemetery where I planted a small wooden cross on Lieutenant Doughty's grave, and got back to wagon lines at 10:45 p.m. On the following day, August 8, 1917, Ken's eldest brother, Major H.F. Kingsmill DSO, was killed near Ypres. Honoring the sacrifice made by a fallen serviceman 95 years after his death. In May 2012, Donald Kingsmill took his family over to Belgium and visited Coxside Military Cemetery. The family were there to pay their respects to Lieutenant Ralph Doughty. Having located his resting place, the family then placed a small wooden cross that they had made and taken over with them from Australia, laid some poppies, for our family, by his headstone, and thanked him for what he had done for their family 95 years ago. Donald thanked him for saving both his father's life, Lieutenant Ken Kingsmill, and his, and also for the family that had traveled over with him, that would not be here today, just by Ralph Doughty saying these five words 95 years ago, go on, hop and Kingy. On the wooden cross were the words. Admired by his fellow officers and remembered with honor by the Kingsmill family in Australia. Entered into the visitor's book are the words. Lieutenant Ralph Doughty MC, died beside my father. Several days later my father rode over and placed a small wooden cross on his grave. I have today done the same thing, 95 years later. On the poppy label. Honored and never forgotten by his family in New Zealand.